My name is Tom Gaines, and I'm the co-founder of Pink Zebra.
And I'm Kelly Gaines, the co-founder of Pink Zebra, and we are here in Sugar Land, Texas, enjoying our Sprinkle fragrant product.
I love it. First thing that comes to mind, probably pretty obvious from the outside, is Pink Zebra? What is going on here?
That's so funny. That is absolutely the first thing people say. What is Pink Zebra?
Yeah.
And we are not lingerie. Pink Zebra is a home fragrance, or actually a fragrance business. We make fragrances that you use in your home, that you use on your person, that you use on the go in the car. You can even spray your pets to deodorize them. So we make fragrance for your life.
Interesting. And you guys have a long history in the world of fragrances.
We do.
Yeah. We do. I think that's where we actually met, was in a candle factory, I think, 30-some years ago,
wow.
30 years ago, yep.
Very cool. So let's talk about the vision, and because you guys made a major life transformation.
We did. We were in the candle manufacturing business, and we sold to all the retailers and made everyone else's brand. And we saw this shift in retail occurring a long time ago. And decided that we wanted to get to create a business where we could sell directly to the customer, and made that decision to venture out. It was a big leap of faith because it was a huge investment, and we can show you that when you walk into the factory out there to make this move. A big risk, but it was the best thing we've ever done, actually.
There's a whole under the cover kind of thematic thread of women, empowering women. That's a wonderful story.
Absolutely true. I mean, the name Pink Zebra, we always laugh, came from Tom. but it's a great story. Pink is the color of women, empowering women, and zebras are strong, independent stripes, individuals, but together they create the power of offending the prey and so on. So it's a really great message for what we do, but we also do believe in the community, and we believe in all the consultants that are out there individually building for their own family, which is very different than retail because it impacts people and families and communities. But the Heroes Program is another part of impacting the community, which is
explain that.
The Heroes Program is Pink Zebra's charitable program that helps single mothers with days of daycare. So every $500 party, which is very easy to do, we will donate a day of daycare to a Heroes recipient, so basically a single mom, so that she can continue with her dreams of education, promotion, and know that her children are in a great daycare, a place that they are growing and thriving as well. So it's super important to us. And we started it since the day we opened, and we continue to give through charity.
Does it follow that the majority of your associates are women?
Women of all types and all, you know, ages, up from all over the U.S. and Puerto Rico and Canada. I mean, women buy all the products, right, for the family. So they kind of drive all those purchases. But they will bring their family members into it, whether it's their husband or their children or their daughter or their sister, and they kind of work these business together. So. Mm-hmm.
So talk to us about how somebody finds out about you.
Typically, people find out about Pink Zebra on the internet, I mean, and or from a consultant. So we've had, in the course of our 11 years, over 160,000 women, mainly women, join Pink Zebra to decide to sell it. We have an active consultant base of between 20 and 25,000 at any given time that are actually selling the product. So you'll hear about Pink Zebra from one of those ladies, typically. But also, we do a lot of, we have a big social media following. We do a lot on the internet as far as sharing. We donate a lot. And Kelly mentioned Heroes for Single Moms. We also have donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to autism awareness, to
Toys for Tots,
to all kinds of charities that Heroes gets involved with. And so we get a lot of recognition and awareness in that process as well.
Do some people find out about you and purchase the different products online?
Yes, every day. We have hundreds of thousands of new customers each year that just find us on the internet and that online on the website and buy from us and never bought from us before. So yes.
I mean, home fragrance is one of those products that everybody enjoys, and the consultants are kind of fun because they say the product sells itself. So as soon as you can get a little bit of sprinkles in somebody's hand, they immediately fall in love and they become hooked on it. So really, the consultants become a big part of it for us since we're not at retail and it's a smelling product. Mm-hmm. So the consultants distribute little samples of these products all over the place, you know, little fairy dusting all over the nation, and people love it, and then they jump online and start buying.
Is there a number one product that outsells them all, or does it evolve and change?
Yeah, sprinkles are the product, but it is the soft soy wax melts that you can, we have like 70 fragrances a season, and then you can blend them together as well and make your own fragrances, so it's infinity of fragrances that mm-hmm. you want. But we also have like a liquid product that we call soaks that you can use as room sprays and lots of different ways you can do it, soaps and lotions. Hand sanitizers, that was a big deal.
And you said you had special stuff for your doggy?
Yeah, spray on the dogs, deodorize your dog.
So the soaks product being liquid, you can spray it.
Do they like it?
Actually, some of them love it. Like, we had a gal that worked here, and her little dog would come up and just wiggle every time, like, put my doggy cologne on, you know?
Kelly allows dogs in the office. We have dogs in the office all the time. Our guys love it. When she first said that, I'm like, babe, we're going to have dogs in the office?
Yeah.
She goes, yeah, we're having dogs in the office. And, of course, the landlord came over, and he's like, I'm fine with it. I mean, and they have, literally every day we have, you know, they're nodding, all the guys are nodding their heads. Yeah, every day we have dogs running up and down the hallway.
It's good for the stress levels, it is, you know.
Yeah, definitely therapy dogs.
They are.
Yeah. I love it. Okay, so you have a catalog here in front of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can people order this? How is this distributed?
It's available on the website. You can buy the catalog individually if you would like to. But it also is digital on the website, so you can just click on it and go through each page and buy products off the website.
And again, to find the online presence, what does somebody search?
I'm sorry. Thank you. Pinkzebrahome.com is our website. Again, pinkzebrahome.com. So just the word pink, then zebrahome.com.
You guys, you have to have had a lot of gyrations over the last 2 years.
We have.
Absolutely.
Tell us about how your life changed since 2020.
In March of 2020, we're watching the news, and actually watching, you're from California, we're watching what was going on in California, and I was concerned that they were going to close their business down, and all these ladies from across the U.S., Canada, like Kelly said, Puerto Rico, depend on us for income. And we are what we consider an essential company because we do make hand sanitizers. So I sent the mayor, the Sugar Land mayor, an email and said, hey, I hope that you're not going to consider shutting businesses down that make products like this. Hopefully we just put in place some really strict rules on how we operate so no one gets sick. And he showed up the next morning here at this office, which was amazing. Mm-hmm. And we talked through it, and he said, I think you guys are essential. And it was interesting because he's like, this is uncharted territory. I don't have a list. We'll just start. I think Alva started the list, actually, and we're going to start a list and find out which businesses are essential. So we were kind of working our way through it. We immediately put up plexiglass. We disinfected every surface twice a day. We were worried the business was going to slow down, but it actually
went the other way.
Doubled. And so we had three shifts running 24 hours a day.
What caused the increase? Was it more sanitizer?
Sanitizer did drive a big piece of it, mm-hmm. But it was also people that couldn't go to work sitting at home in front of their computer, uh-huh. and they were,
scrolling away.
shopping, right? Yeah. And then the government was providing the subsidies, providing the incentives, and people were getting checks, and they're spending their money on all kinds of stuff. So it drove a lot of business that we were really challenged to keep up with because you had to make it a safe environment for employees. They were scared to come to work. The supply chain was challenged. It was a big challenge. We learned a lot. This whole team here mm-hmm. learned a lot in that process, for sure.
So things you're carrying forward into post-COVID.
Yes.
I would say, too, so we're a at-home party business. Again, we're not in retail stores. You can't find them there. So for the ladies, the people that were selling product, they would go to houses or have parties at their house, and sell that. So COVID hits, and people are like, nobody's coming to my house. I'm not going to anybody's house. And so there was that other side of the concern mm-hmm. of how do we get this product out there and how do I keep entertained with my customers? So, you know, the world of live streaming kind of started happening, very raw and fun. But we actually had the same thing. We were talking about this earlier. We do a convention every year where we have days of all these consultants coming together for training and recognition and connecting and parties and such and getting really ready and hyped up for the season. But we couldn't cancel it because it just means too much to all of us to be together. So we went virtual, meaning we set up a little makeshift studio here in our office, you know, showed them all the product on the cameras, and they were loving it. And it just turned into a really great way of selling the product without having to worry. So the consultants started doing this as well in their own individual way. So that was a huge thing. And you're seeing so much live streaming now. But we started that 2 years ago, and they've been doing that. So we're real proud
live shopping,
that we just, we never stopped. You know, we always tried to figure out a way to keep people working and keep people moving forward. So.
And again, post-COVID, you have a TV production coming up, right?
Yes. Yeah, we
right
do.
Here.
We do it every month, actually.
Yeah, and it's fun because we can zoom in different people. We have perfumers that we talk to, and they come in and tell the field all about how a perfume is made and from this high, you know, authority, which is kind of neat. So it's really broadened our world, which is really awesome. We have a lot of fun with it, and we play. We have a lot of fun.
That's so cool. One last important question. I came to Sugar Land because I knew nothing about Sugar Land.
You got to say it right. It's Sugar Land.
I know. Sugar. The land of sugar. I've been so blown away, so surprised in so many positive ways. I had no clue. How did you guys form the connection with Sugar Land?
Well, I am a sixth-generation Texan from here. Mm-hmm. I grew up probably about 40 miles south of here. And Kelly and I actually lived here before we moved our business here. And we actually owned a factory in Kentucky, a big factory in Kentucky, when we supplied all the big retailers we talked about earlier. And then we decided we wanted to move our business here to Sugar Land to be near home. And all of our team, some of them move, many of them still commute from the middle of Houston. But there's no question, when you come to Sugar Land, there's no question you'd want to be here. I mean, the community.
But even from a pure business perspective, yeah. Was there logistics?
We do buy a lot of wax, right? And logistically, logistically here. But at the same time, getting product transported out is a very simple process from here to the East Coast as well as here to the West Coast. We're in a good location to run the zones as far as shipping is concerned. But labor force, we were in Kentucky, we had challenges getting enough people to come, qualified people to come and work. And here, we don't ever have that problem. As I said to you earlier, we employ during the busy season about 185 people here in the factory.
How do you explain that? Because there are nightmare issues with finding employees across the country.
Well, we are having the same kind of issues, but I'd rather have those issues here in Sugar Land than other places, for sure. Because even before those issues existed, we did have a big facility in another location, and it was a big challenge to get people in to work.
I mean, you're in a very family community that is outlined with other rural communities, and they're all coming in from the areas, local areas, Richmond and all of that.
Yeah.
So you get a good base of that.
Great school systems here. We're just really well, really well-run community. I mean, if you drive through the community, you can tell the city of Sugar Land manages this area really well. And so everyone, when they're here, they want to be here, they want to live here. We have a lot of people move here. A lot of our Kentucky people have moved here with us. Yeah, so we wouldn't be anywhere else.
I would also say, when we have consultants come and visit, because they've promoted in a certain level, we love to bring them in and spoil them and show them around. But, you know, Sugar Land is a beautiful town, and, you know, all the trees, and it's just so friendly with the hotels and town center, town square. And so we think it's a real fun community to kind of show off and be part of. And when they come in from all over the country, they are like, oh my God, this place is so beautiful. And that's what we want. You know, we want them to feel like this is home, like their home, not a kind of warehousey tucked over in a corner of cheap property in a big city. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So home is a big deal for all of us in community.
And accessibility to Houston.
To everything.
Yeah.
And Galveston and San Antonio, Austin. We're kind of right in the middle, and you could just pick a direction and find something cool.
I love it. Okay, to learn more about your world,
ZebraHome.com. My name is Kelly Gaines.
And my name is Tom Gaines.
Thank you so much for sharing. This has
Thank you,
been
Tom.
Fascinating.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, Sugar Land, Texas. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
The big bee sucks the blossom, and the little bee makes the honey. Poor man throws the cotton, the rich man makes some money. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. The railroad, and I laid my head down on the track. I thought about that gal of mine, gradually eased it back. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. This country, music by the hour, always wear this great big smile, we never do look sour. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. One and a two and a one, two, three. Come on, fiddle man. Guitar man. Walk and talk, Susie. Walk and talk, Susie. Walk and talk, Susie. Walk and talk, Susie. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Come on, take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Texas, I'm too young to marry.